One of the largest collections of books and manuscripts about playing cards is now in the possession of the Vanderbilt Library. The university has purchased several hundred historical items from the Bicycle Card Company. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, the library hopes this will make Vanderbilt a destination for scholars around the world.
Vanderbilt's top librarian, Valerie Hotchkiss, is carefully flipping through a large leather-bound book.
I'm looking at original designs for the backs of playing cards. It's just gorgeous. So they look like little Persian carpets.
She says this might be interesting to an art history scholar. There are also documents on legal cases about gambling. There's literature about card games.
Already, just getting to know this collection, I've probably identified 25 dissertation topics.
Even the Divinity School could find this acquisition useful. Hotchkiss pulls out a book of sermons from the 15th century and flips to one that begins by lamenting the evils of playing cards.
But it isn't as bad as what has just appeared on the scene, and that would be tarot cards. This is the first time in the history of the world that the idea of tarot is described and that the tarot cards are listed. And Vanderbilt, Nashville, has this manuscript.
Hotchkiss says libraries build their reputations on special collections like this one, which preserve historical manuscripts and rare books and make them accessible to researchers. The decision to invest in card memorabilia is not completely random. Harold Sterling Vanderbilt, the great-grandson of the school's founder, helped invent modern-day bridge. The new items will be added to a collection of his papers about the game. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.